Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 86. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 61. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. Sunshine expected Thursday with highs around 82. 81 Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Midwest News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says that she is now declaring the measles outbreak across the state of Kansas, quote, serious, and urges parents to take action by vaccinating their children to stop the spread of the virus. As KSNT News reports that Governor Kelly did make the statement on social media late yesterday evening, urging parents to consider getting their children vaccinated for the measles, saying, quote, Kansas's measles outbreak is serious. This disease is not new, but neither is the solution. Talk to your doctors and vaccinate your children to prevent the spread of this dangerous disease.
This is an RNA virus. That just means its genetic material is RNA. It's a respiratory virus. It infects our upper and lower respiratory tract, can infect our lungs and cause pneumonia.
According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say that as of May 7th, there have been a total of 48 cases statewide.
Hey, this is the guy over here with the broom.
Man, I don't know. I heard him mention something about wanting employee pricing on his next vehicle.
Does he not know you don't actually have to work here in order to get employee pricing? It's available to everybody.
Turns out you don't need a job at Rusty Eck Foreign to get a great deal. Employee pricing is for everyone, no matter what you do or where you work. Save up to $14,000 on all 2024 and most 2025 models. You pay what we pay across our lineup of new vehicles. Looking for a powerful truck, a family-ready SUV, from F-150s to Explorers and everything in between. Employee pricing means absolutely unbeatable deals on your dream ride. No resume? No problem. You can leave the uniform at home and still get a great deal. Come see us in person at Rusty Eck Ford or visit us online at RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, $66,040 MSRP, $52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
Members of the Catholic community across the state of Kansas continue to celebrate after the announcement of a new pope that is originally from the United States, being born in Chicago, with many individuals within the Catholic faith saying that was something they never thought they would see in their lifetime, was seeing an American pope.
We have an American pope. Honestly, something that I never thought I would probably live to see. So this is a really historic day. We have a closer bond to St. Peter now. We have a closer bond to the Universal Church throughout the world because one of our own now is actually the Universal Shepherd for the entire family of God.
That audio from KSNT News, where Pope Leo XIV was officially voted in as of Thursday last week to take his role immediately after being voted through the conclave made up of more than 130 cardinals that had to vote with a two-thirds majority in the process. Members of the Catholic Church gathered around the state of Kansas at their different parishes to watch the process unfold and to celebrate the election of the new Pope. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, even after near 70% of voters in Nebraska back in November ended up voting to support medical marijuana in the state, the legislature continues to have battles on how to actually implement the new laws. As according to Attorney General Mike Hilgers, he said that he strongly opposes the latest medical marijuana bill that's working through the legislature right now.
This amendment, which is 124 pages, and I would encourage all of you to read it. I've spent hours looking through this. I've had at least a half a dozen lawyers looking through this, and the issues presented in this amendment are far-reaching and dangerous for the state of Nebraska.
He goes on to say that the current bill being discussed would lead to a recreational marijuana in the state.
That is like saying you can buy the beer, you can bring the beer home, you can put the beer in your refrigerator, but whatever you do, just don't drink the beer. This opens up a gigantic loophole for smoking marijuana, which is recreational marijuana.
Mid-America Network News.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better, not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard. They proudly serve part-time in their local communities. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week accepted the low bid of Don Bruna Construction for demolition of a county-owned property across the street from the jail at 108 South 13th Street for $14,250. Plans are to use the site for parking, as expansion plans for the existing jail and parking area are being considered. Cottage Hill Road resurface is complete. The county will finish shoulder work. Washington County Commissioners heard several budget requests at last week's meeting. These are due by the end of May. An increase from $24,500 to $30,000 was requested for the Rural Opportunity Zone program, which would allow funding college debt repayment for 10 residents at $3,000 each. Public Works is resurfacing the South Lynn Blacktop, K-15 to 5th Road this week. Traffic may be delayed at times with flagmen and a pilot car through Wednesday. Gage County Historical Society will co-host a traveling exhibit this summer at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville, focusing on the Big Blue Indian Reservation, entitled Struggles and Hopes of the Oto Missouri Tribe. The exhibit is open now through the end of July. Due to increased interest in tickets for this summer's Cattlemen's Ball, which will be held in Gage County June 6th and 7th, deadline for advance purchase has been extended to May 15th. Tickets will not be available at the gate. Additional details may be found on the Cattlemen's Ball of Nebraska Facebook page. River Valley Extension District includes the Coffee and Conversation Series Wednesday, May 14th, with the City of Washington co-host at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room, 8 to 9 a.m. Public is welcome to talk about needs in the community and share resources, with coffee and donuts provided Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. Derek DeBoer was our public affairs guest this past weekend on KNDY as he talked about establishing an arboretum in the Blue Rapids community.
NFL Kenny Cromie, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5:30 until 6:30 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Cromie.
James F. Anderson, age 83, of Ozaki, formerly of the Barnes Waterville community, passed away May the 9th. Memorial celebration is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Meriden. Interment at Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes at a later date. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 7, at the church in Meriden. Barrett Family Funeral Home of Oskaloosa, in charge of arrangements for James Anderson.
Mary Catherine Hatfield, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, with a visitation noon until 2. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Catherine Hatfield. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken patty sandwich, tater tots, broccoli and cheese, and 5-cup salad. Tomorrow, ham balls, cheesy potato casserole, Scandinavian vegetable blend, cottage cheese with peaches, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Then staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower 90s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower 80s. Some rain showers are possible throughout Saturday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Then scattered showers throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature
temperature mid-May 75, record high on this date 95, the average low 53 and the record low 32 degrees. Sunset this evening 8:32, sunrise in the morning at 6:16. Sunny and 54 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 13th of May. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
This close to home court advantage. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The New York Knicks struggled against the elite teams during the regular season, but now they're a win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat the Celtics 121-113 last night. Boston seeing Jason Tatum helped off the court with 3 minutes to go. He went down, was grabbing the back of his right ankle, ended up with 42 points in the loss. His coach, Joe Mazzulla.
Obviously, you're always worried about someone's health, so the fact that he had to be carried off, you know, like you said, you know, he's the type of guy that when he gets right up, so he didn't, and you know, we'll know tomorrow exactly what it is, but yeah, I mean, it's tough to watch, you know, a guy like him get carried off like that.
Knicks get the win. They go up 3-1 in the series. Pacers lead the Cavs 3-1. Indy can close out that series tonight. If the conference final is Knicks-Pacers, Knicks would have home court advantage. Like the Knicks, the Wolves have a 3-1 series lead on the Warriors. Minnesota, 117-110 win at Golden State last night in Game 4. On the ice, Oilers shut out the Golden Knights 3-0, go up 3-1 in that series. Carolina, 5-2 win over Washington. Hurricanes, a 3-1 series lead there. Baseball, Cardinals run their win streak to 9, a 3-2 win over Philly. Rangers edge Colorado 2-1 for their third straight win. Angels rally with 6 in the top of the ninth to beat the Padres. Taylor Ward, the go-ahead grand slam in that big inning. Corbin Carroll, 2 homers to beat the Giants 2-1. Braves walk off the Nationals 4-3. Mets walk off the Pirates 4-3. Yankees, an 11-5 win in Seattle. New York seeing Oswaldo Cabrera taken off the field by ambulance after injuring his leg, sliding into home.
Obviously, he's at the hospital. I think everyone understands it was a pretty serious situation. So just praying for our guy Cabby tonight and hoping for the best and trust that he's in good hands.
Manager Aaron Boone. Dallas Mavericks win the NBA draft lottery despite a 1.8% chance to do so.
For summer deals to refresh your home, don't wait any longer because Macy's Memorial Day pre-sale is happening now. From backyard hosting to indoor updates, find the perfect pieces for every space, like amazing outdoor furniture sets, customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, and top mattress brands like Tempur-Pedic. Come in and get early access to incredible deals. We're talking 20 to 65% off before the official sale begins on Friday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors staged a massive rally Monday after the U.S. and China agreed to pause their respective tariffs for the next 90 days. The Dow Jones soared 1,160 points to close at 42,410. The S&P added 3.25%, the NASDAQ 4.33%. The S&P 500 is getting a new component. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase will be added to the benchmark index on May 19th, placing Discover Financial Services, which is being acquired by Capital One. New vehicle price hikes are accelerating, a 2.5% increase from March to April, spurred by threats of tariffs on imports. Kelley Blue Book says that's more than double the typical price increase of the past couple of years. And McDonald's is going on a summer hiring spree. The fast food chain plans to add about 375,000 workers, the biggest recruitment push since 2020. And McDonald's was reopening restaurants closed during the pandemic. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at bluerivereyecare.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for another Larry Steckline report.
U.S. and China have agreed to slash their large tariff cut. I got to tell you, folks, this thing has been so prohibitive for good active stuff to happen in agriculture, prices, and quite honestly, not just agriculture. It's been a detriment for the most part, but I got to tell you, the stock market rebounded quickly Monday when they found out that the tariffs, 125% tariffs on China goods went to 10%, and the opposite happened coming from China. China slapped 125% on their products just as soon as we did. So it was a war. That's all it was. And thank goodness it didn't last forever. Just a couple of weeks. And we are pretty excited about what could happen now. Now this is only for 90 days. I forgot to tell you. It's not a forever deal. That's the sad part about this thing. But I think maybe in 90 days there'll be an agreement put together that all of us will like. And one of them is this one right here. Maybe they can just keep this in place for a while. We'll have to wait and see how the negotiators negotiate. Boy, I tell you what, it's quite a mess, isn't it? No doubt about that. So stand by for the news on that issue. And don't forget, folks, we've got some beautiful weather out there to get some things done on the farm.
That again, Larry Steckline with the latest Steckline Report with our partners over at Cake News and right here on the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Wheat diseases like Fusarium head blight or scab cannot be scouted for, which makes a producer's knowledge of their cropping history essential. With scab being difficult to treat, Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State wheat pathologist, provides a general overview of this disease.
Fusarium head blight is a disease that shows up toward the end of the year in our wheat field, and it's a tricky disease because it's one that survives in corn residue or crop residue, and it infects right at or after flowering. This disease starts in the residue, infects the flowers, but we don't see symptoms for maybe 14 days, even 21 days after that infection happens. So it's really critical for us to watch the weather and also understand our infield disease to decide whether or not we're going to spray a fungicide or Fusarium head blight or scab.
She discusses a resource growers can use to stay ahead of scab.
There's a forecasting tool where you can map out and see your actual risk on farm according to the weather, and that's at scab.edu. And if you go there right now, you can select your variety and you can select whether you have a susceptible or a moderately resistant variety, and you can see what your risk is, high, medium, and low for scab based on your projected flower date. And you can actually look at forecasted weather up to days from today. So if you went there right now, you'd notice that the map is red in south central Kansas and southeast Kansas. So what that means is that we've had conditions that are favorable for scab in both south central and southeast Kansas.
Onofre explains how growers should prioritize spraying their fields.
We need to think about yield potential. So we want to protect yield on our highest yield potential field. Two, we want to check our variety susceptibility. A lot of our varieties are susceptible to scab in Kansas, but there are a couple of varieties like Zenda, for example, Everest, that have slightly better disease resistance than some of our other varieties. So those might be in better shape. And then finally, we want to prioritize fungicide applications on fields that are planted after corn. Corn docks are our highest risk for scab development in our wheat crop.
That was Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State wheat pathologist, with a Fusarium head blight update. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Can you predict the weather by watching bird behavior? A look at the forecasting faculties of our fine-feathered friends on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 13th, the 133rd day of the year. Musicians Stevie Wonder and Darius Rucker were both born on this day. The song Birds of Spring are lovely to listen to, but are they of any practical use? One time wisdom says they can help predict the weather. One proverb says, when birds sing in the rain, fair weather is approaching. You can also expect fine weather when crows fly in pairs. A crow flying alone, though, means foul weather is on the way. And pay heed to those proverbs, hawks flying high mean a clear sky. When they fly low, prepare for a blow. When the swallow's nest is high, the summer is very dry. And when the swallow buildeth low, you can safely reap and sow. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore at almanac.com.
Sunny skies and 54 degrees this hour. Gradual warming trend continues. Highs around 90 today and tomorrow back in the middle 80s by Thursday. Mild and dry for the week ahead. Early taste of summer as temperatures warm. It's 728.
This National Skilled Nursing Care Week, our local facilities know each one of their residents and staff members have their own tapestry of life. During this week-long celebration, this theme reminds us to celebrate the connections, resilience, and strength that unites us all and reminds us of the meaningful stories that make up each person's journey in skilled nursing care. During this National Skilled Nursing Care Week, we acknowledge the care our local facilities offer to our loved ones.
This Nursing Home Week, discover the difference at Cambridge Place in Marysville and Blue Valley Health and Rehab in Blue Rapids. Two state-of-the-art facilities offering the comforts of home, expert medical care, and a staff that treats your loved one like family. Need a little help but not a full-time care? Ask about our assisted living services with support for daily tasks, medication management, and housekeeping. Call today and ask about our move-in specials. Cambridge Place in Blue Valley Health and Rehab with exceptional care close to home.
Committed to caring in a rural setting, Frankfurt Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfurt Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' long-term well-being. You'll be confident when you choose the Frankfurt Community Care Home.
Lynn Community Nursing Home has a deep understanding of how it feels to move from your lifelong home to a new place with unfamiliar surroundings. That's why their core value is person-direct care, but really getting to know you and your loved ones, which fosters new relationships. Focused on treating you with dignity and respect and letting you make choices for more self-determined and purposeful living. A culture change for sure, but one filled with tender, loving care. Welcome home to Lynn Community Nursing Home. Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care and compassion with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Celebrate Skilled Nursing Care Week this week and all year long. Complete care you can rely on, Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care.
This National Skilled Nursing Care Week, our local facilities know each one of their residents and staff members have their own tapestry of life. During this week-long celebration, this theme reminds us to celebrate the connections, resilience, and strength that unites us all and reminds us of the meaningful stories that make up each person's journey in skilled nursing care. During this National Skilled Nursing Care Week, we acknowledge the care our local facilities offer to our loved ones.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. With only one three-game series left for college baseball for both the Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats of the 2025 regular baseball season, it has been a big season for the KU Jayhawks, especially after officially securing more road wins than any other time in franchise history, with having 17 wins on the road, beating that school record after their latest victory against Mizzou last week.
I was just thinking get a good pitch to hit. I saw the infield in, so I was just thinking low-line drive, you know, gets the job done. So first pitch available, and you know, the rest is history.
That was Mike Kaczewski after hitting that walk-off home run that ended up putting them in the lead and won the game to give them that 17th win for the regular season on the road. Their final series is on the road as well, taking on West Virginia starting on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Morgantown, West Virginia, with first pitch on Thursday at 5:30. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Marysville boys tennis qualified for first date this Friday and Saturday. Kevin Wilson and Kevin Wicks placed third at regionals. Nick Fries and Vomity Bush fourth as the Marysville boys tennis team placed third. Marysville golf team was at Wamego Monday for the league tournament. MHS softball team is home to Nemahal Central today. JV ahead of a varsity match. Regional baseball pairings are out. Marysville 8-13 is the number 5 seed, facing 4th seed Mar Hill 11-11. Friday at noon at Sabetha. Top seed Riverside takes on Royal Valley. Second seed Nemahal Central faces Hiawatha. And third seed Sabetha will host ACCHS in other first round action. In the 1-2A regional at Rossville, Frankfort 17-3 is top seed with a first round bye. Valley Heights 4-20 is the 8th seed and will take on Blue Valley 3-15 in a play-in game Wednesday at 2. Centralia is the number 5 seed taking on Onega. Second seed Mission Valley meets Jackson Heights, and third seed Rossville hosts Waubunsee.
KNDY.